54.
Doing good? Good afternoon. The state's public health laboratory has confirmed the first presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 in the state of South Dakota. These cases are all travel related, and while we wait for the CDC to conduct its tests, the Department of Health staff is working to identify that the people who came in close contact with all of these individuals so that we can decrease the spread of this illness throughout the state. Our team has been preparing for this for weeks. I'm confident that we have the right people in the right places to address the situation. We will be partially activating our state emergency operations center. Each of us can, and we should be, taking common sense steps to prevent the spread of this virus. What that means is wash your hands frequently to make sure that you're staying home if you are sick. Given the news today, it is clear that South Dakota's healthcare systems are prepared to identify and to treat cases of COVID-19 in our state. If you are experiencing any symptoms such as cough, fever, or shortness of breath, please stay home and call your healthcare provider. I encourage all South Dakotans to take this seriously. Now is the time to prepare, but to also stay informed. I encourage all of you to visit our website, which is covid.sd.gov, and we are keeping that up to date with all the information that you will need. There's also an 800 number for people to call if they have any questions. That number I will give to you is 1-800-997-2880. It is up, it is operating. If you have questions, feel free to call that number or go to the website. I will certainly answer any questions that you may have for me in particular.
Governor Noem, Mark Russo, Keller Radio News, Sioux Falls. Can you tell us how many cases and what parts of the state they are located in?
We have 5 confirmed cases in the state of South Dakota. They are not in one community. They are spread out, and we are continuing to let them know, and they are at home. And we have one person that has passed away that had underlying medical conditions, and we will continue to wait for a medical examination to see if the virus had anything to do with that, although we do not have confirmation that that is the reason that the patient did decease. Well, we should, we can, we have them, they were identified and lab tests taken in different hospital facilities. So as far as their private information, we're not ready to discuss at this time, but I'm sure it will be forthcoming as soon as we get all of that information out to the patients and continue to work with our state lab and our state health officials to work with them to gather information. It was today. I'll let Kim talk about what details that she and her team have at this moment.
Thank you, Governor
Noem. Governor
Noem. As Governor Noem indicated, we have had the 5 cases. They are spread out across the state. And the person who passed away earlier today, we will be working with the medical examiner to learn more about that situation. The other thing that I would add is that the Department of Health staff will be making contact with the other positive cases so that we can learn more about their situation. We do have preliminary information that all cases had some element of travel within the last week, and so we will be learning more about where those folks were traveling.
Is the person who passed away part of the 5, or is that 5 active cases and 1 person who passed away?
5 total cases. One person has passed away that had underlying medical conditions as well that complicated the situation. We believe the other 4 are not in the hospital, they are home, and they are working with the health department officials and their providers to get the appropriate actions taken.
Could you let us know if they're male or female and approximate ages?
The first case is a male in the 40 to 49 age group. The second case is a male in the 50 to 59 age group. The third case is a female in the 30 to 39 age group. The fourth case is a male in the 40 to 49 year age group. And the deceased individual was a male in the 60 to 69 year old age group.
And did you say that all of these were travel related?
All of them had traveled within the last week. Not necessarily internationally, but they had traveled beyond the borders of the state of South Dakota.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about their movements, where they were in the community, and who you're looking at for possible exposure?
We can't at this time, but that will be part of the assessment that our Department of Health will be conducting with these individuals. Now, the Department of Health is going to be working to identify any additional people that did come in close contact with these individuals so that we can be proactive to slow down the spread of the disease. So the information that we have, we will continue to build on going forward.
How long did you know?
I think I received first notification of this less than 2 hours ago, so about an hour and a half ago. And then obviously, you know, we had the cases confirmed in our lab. We needed to let the labs that we received the samples from, let them know so they could contact the patients. We wanted to make sure that those patients knew and that their tests came back positive and they could take action before we obviously could let the public know.
And are
the, when did the person who died pass away?
Today.
Thank you.
Are the five cases interrelated? Were they caused by each other?
They don't appear to be interrelated.
And are the four individuals being treated at a hospital, or how are they being treated?
They are home at this time, and their providers are caring for them. The providers were all prepared for the situation. We had been working with them for weeks so that they knew exactly the protocols to follow as soon as they had a positive case come back. And so all of that and the systems that we have set up to care for individuals are working, and communication is going very well. And we will continue to build on that and get information out to the public so that we can be proactive to take care of people. So please go to the website if you'd like. There will be updates on this at covid.sd.gov. Also, if people do have questions, they can call that 800 number as well, which is functioning right now. We do have, with the partial state emergency operations center opening, we will be co-locating individuals that will help get prompt responses back to people that do have questions and need information, and to respond to providers that need to give care as well.
Do we have an Governor update as to where the deceased was from?
Do we have what?
An update as to where the deceased was from?
We do. Kim,
I didn't hear the question.
Where is the deceased from?
Oh. The deceased individual's county of residence is Pennington County.
Thank you.
But for the other cases, as far as their location, what's the reason for not disclosing their locations at the time?
One of the questions that was asked was if I have declared a state of emergency. I have not declared a state of emergency at this time. We are opening a partial state emergency operations center, which allows us to co-locate individuals that are experts at dealing with this type of a situation to streamline and build efficiencies into our responses. So, we feel that we are prepared and ready to tackle what is coming today. And we will reevaluate, obviously, as the situation changes.
In light of the situation, Governor, this new situation, what are your thoughts that you want to share with all of South Dakotans moving forward? How should they handle this? How should they take this?
Well, I want to remind people that they should be prepared themselves, that they can take action to protect themselves and their families. If they're not feeling well, they should stay home. And they should contact their health care providers. They also can take action as well by washing their hands often. Cover your coughs and sneezes when you're out in public and around individuals. Avoid close contact with people who aren't feeling well. People that do have pre-existing medical conditions should be very careful about being in very public spaces or high-capacity populated areas. Make sure you're going to the website, getting all the up-to-date information so you can make better decisions for your family. Call the 800 number if you do have questions. We're here to answer that and coordinate with federal officials, the CDC, the Vice President's office, to get you all the information you could possibly need, and we'll continue to do that. But just common sense solutions that we've been talking about for weeks are still the best approach to handling the situation we have today.
Do we know where the other cases, what city or county they're in?
The person who was deceased was from Pennington County. The other four cases are in Beadle, Charles Mix, Davidson, and Minnehaha.
What was the second one? Sorry.
The four counties are Beadle, Charles Mix, Davidson, and Minnehaha.
Okay, thanks.
I do want to clarify that we do have, for the deceased individual, clear indications that there was other medical ongoing conditions. There will be a medical examination that will help us determine if COVID-19 was a factor. That has not been confirmed yet, and so when it is, we will certainly let you know. But that is someone who did come back with a positive test. They are deceased, but we believe there were other other complicating medical issues that were at play here.
With five cases in five counties, are there concerns about other people who will be affected? Have you been looking at numbers as to that? Mm-hmm. And what's your response for that?
Well, that is why our Department of Health will be doing an assessment with these individuals, and we'll be talking to them about where they have been, who they have interacted with. We'll be proactive in letting individuals who may have been exposed knowing and hearing that information, and then coordinating as well with healthcare providers on a daily, sometimes hourly basis. This is action that we've been taking for weeks, and we have been planning for a situation when we would have a positive case come back, and we will continue to follow the protocols that we've had set up for quite some time.
Excuse me, how would you compare this to previous epidemics we've had, such as swine flu, bird flu, et cetera?
Well, I was certainly not in this position during those situations, but we are taking this very serious. That is why we prepared and we planned and have been coordinating with providers and with the federal government and the CDC to make sure that we are proactively taking care of people. We'll continue to do that. So this is our main focus right now, and making sure that we're answering people's questions and giving them peace of mind is important.
What kind of challenge are you seeing maybe in responding to this, as opposed to how, you know, cities like Seattle are responding to this? How can the state respond to something like this, so rural?
Well, I think that in many ways, us being a rural state may be to our advantage in some ways, but also we have a lot of big events going on right now. We have people at ball tournaments and traveling, and a lot of people do travel in and out of the state this time of year. We just want to make sure people have all the information that they need, that they're using common sense as they do so, and to know that we are prepared.
Have you considered shutting events, encouraging organizers to shut down events or schools as part of this response going forward?
You know, that'll be a constant conversation that we will continue to have. It is something that we have evaluated previously and will continue to do so. I think one of the advantages that we do have is that people that aren't feeling well that can call their healthcare providers, is we do have a robust telehealth system. We do have technology in many rural areas that we can utilize to assess people, give them information that they may need, help them deal with symptoms, and then also help them stay at home and heal. So this is something that we have laid out before with our providers and talked about the resources they have, what they need, so that they were ready to handle whatever may come their direction. Yep.
First came to the state health lab's attention, and the approximate dates and how we got to today.
Sure. I'll let Kim talk about that.
Okay.
The specimens for the cases that we're talking about today were received by the State Public Health Laboratory by 8 o'clock this morning. They were immediately tested per our protocol. We got the results shortly after 2:15 p.m. We immediately went into the mode of understanding what we could about the situations involving the positive cases, and then worked with Governor Noem to be able to provide this information to the public.
Governor, how many test kits are available across the state for testing, and how does one go about testing? Are the tests free? Is it a part of regular insurance? How does one go about getting tested?
Thank you. That's a great question. Providers across the state are ready to work with their patients. We encourage any patient that has symptoms to call their provider first, describe what's going on with them. The provider can then walk them through next steps and determine if they need them to come in for testing. It is still influenza season, and so in addition to possibly a coronavirus test, providers are ordering influenza and other respiratory type tests so that we can ensure we know what's going on with any particular patient. Tests are available free of charge through the State Public Health Laboratory at this time. We have the ability to test for approximately 800 people. There are multiple tests that have to be done for each particular person. We're in the process of requesting more test kits from the federal government and expect to be able to meet the demand, but really encourage people to contact their provider first. That's the way they're going to get tested.
And let them know how many tests you've
used. Sure. So we started our test arsenal with about 1,900 total tests. Each particular person needs at least two specific types of tests for the coronavirus. So we've used approximately 100 tests so far, and so that leaves our capacity at testing for approximately 800 people.
Thank you.
And real quick.
This is Michael from Kello. I don't know if you can hear. I'm wondering if you can just, you listed those counties out. Are those in order of the male 40 to 49, male to 50 to 59, the order that you told us?
Yes, that's accurate. I can go through that again so that people have the right information. The first individual is age 40 to 49, county residents of Beadle, and that's a male. The second is Charles Mix County resident, age 50 to 59, that's a male. The third one is a Davidson County resident female, age 30 to 39. The fourth case is from Minnehaha County, that's a 40 to 49-year-old male. And the last case is from Pennington County, and that is a 60 to 69-year-old male.
Thank you.
And the presumptive positive, those are being sent to the CDC. So are they confirmed, or how exactly?
Well, so protocol is that they pull the samples at the local lab where the provider is. They send it to the state for our testing. When they come back positive, we notify that lab who notifies that patient, and then we send that on to the CDC where they confirm the case. So that is why we're referring to them as presumptive cases, because we have confirmed that they're COVID-19 positive cases, but that we're going to send them on to the CDC, and that's where they will confirm what we have with our testing process.
Governor, you talked about common sense approaches. What would you say to people who are going to the stores buying as much supplies as they possibly can, soaps, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and such?
Well, I would say that common sense is still the best approach. So wash your hands. Hand sanitizer is always recommended. I would say if you're not feeling well, to stay home. Call your health care providers. Obviously if you have any symptoms, that's a good thing to be talking with your doctors about. But that's still, living your life, being prepared, not panicking is important. That we have, using common sense protocols, will make sure that we're being responsible in how we handle the situation.
Is there
one more question, please? We've got time for one more question.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that question. Is there one final question? Okay. Thank you all. We'll keep you updated. Appreciate it.
47.